This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk probiotics. Probiotics can be enzymes, primarily more important with monogastric animals. These are live bacteria that compete and inhibit inefficient bacteria in the rumen itself and can block pathogenic bacteria and also scavenge oxygen, which keeps the rumen anaerobic for optimal fermentation that occurs. This was reported in a presentation by Isaac Sulfur from the University of Minnesota at the Forest State Conference here held in La Crosse, Wisconsin. He points out that there is communication between the probiotic and also the gut and the microbes that you'll find in the rumen itself. He talked not only about probiotics, but prebiotics. These are basically feeds that improve gut health. Could be the rumen and the small intestine. And, of course, there are products on the market that contain a combination of both prebiotic and probiotic, and they're called symbiotic out there in the program. The products that he highlighted in his presentation would be the lactic acid fermenting bacteria. This perhaps has more application in human aspects than in dairy cows at this point, but certainly that can be a factor. The bacillus organisms produce another classification, produce enzymes, and of course compete with Clostridia, which is an undesirable microbe in the digestive tract. Propionic bacteria-producing bacteria will actually convert lactate over to propionate. Of course, propionate then converts by the liver into glucose, so that increases energy dynamics in these cows. And then the fourth category was Megaspheria acidinia, which again is another lactate user in the program and can increase a butterfat test. So we're going to be looking at this microbiome, looking at such things as the sequencing of the genes. When are these genes turned on, turned off, and what effects does it have on the metabolic rates of these cows itself? Another presentation in the same time period was Dr. Jesse Thompson coming from a commercial company and showed their program. They are looking at 82,000 different probiotic strains. So they do this by DNA and gene analysis, and they then challenge these probiotics with 500,000 different pathogenic isolates, trying to find which ones are going to be most effective on these pathogenic organisms as well. And of course, they are selling products based on that as well. The strains have to be very functional, and they discovered that there's regional differences. In other words, some probiotics are more effective in certain parts of the United States. And of course, they're looking at shifting the microbiome in dairy cows to improve fiber digestibility, which will increase VFA production and dry matter intake as well. Other roles that probiotics can have, he reported on, was embedding to reduce growth of bacteria, inoculation in silages, young calves to increase dry matter intake, starter intake, also leading to less scouring at this point, and actual manure treatments, trying to reduce loss of nutrients and odor coming off manure as well. So their criteria would be, one, increased performance, and they're looking typically on their good products around 3 to 4 pounds more milk and remain stable in the rumen itself. So the take-home messages from both presenters were, one, is that not all of them are equal. They have differences. Number two, diets will have an impact on the response. Therefore, it is farm-dependent, and certainly it will have impact on microbial status both in the rumen and in the small gut, small intestine. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
A reminder to those eligible producers wishing to nominate themselves or a farmer in their USDA Farm Service Agency local service area.
All nomination forms must be postmarked or received in the local FSA office by August 1st.
According to FSA Administrator Bill Beam, among the duties of county committee members,
committees enable producers to make important decisions on how federal programs are administered locally to best serve local community needs, make determinations on hiring decisions, or assist with local education or outreach efforts.
More details about county committee nominations, eligibility requirements, and the election process are available through local FSA offices or online at fsa.usda.gov/elections. Elections will take place this November. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.